Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir, sponsored by Nishmas. I am Biakashom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding Ksuvas Daf Yudalef. In the first line of the Daf, the Gemara ends the Sugyo from a previous Daf and says, Afanu Noima Ailonis, why is the Ailonis called Ailonis? Duchronis de lo yoldo. Says Rashi, what does it mean? Duchronis loshon Ail Tomim. Talk about the animal called an Ail. The Betargemina and Dechar Sholin, the Targum of Ail, is dechar, is loshon zocher. And ends Rashi, ke ayil she'eino yorlit. She's like an ayil, doesn't give birth. Meaning an ayil, which is a ram, the male ayil doesn't give birth because he's a male. So we call ayil, he's a shema ayil. So Masha from Rashi, the reason I'm calling an ayil in this name, because I want to call her a male, not a female. She's not a female, she can't give birth. I want to call her a male. And this is what Masha brings over here, that as the Gemara Yevam has taught us, that an Ailonis, she looks like, in many ways like a male, not like a female. So that's why I call her with the name of a male. And b'lechuyo, it's very hard to understand this. So why do I call her an Ail, Lashon, Ram? You could say any Zohar. Just call her Zichronis. She has a name of a Zohar. Why do I call her Ail, Lashon, Ram, Dafka? Why I call with that specific animal? So the Maharal already says that the word Ail means strong. And I want to say that the reason why a woman cannot give birth, she's very strong, she's very stiff, and she's not able to give birth. The Maharal there speaks that the difference between a male and a female is that a male is he is who he is, and he doesn't develop more things out of him. But a female can give birth, she's more soft. And with this, it comes to explain what it's brought down in the Medrash, that all the geulos that we have, it's Lashon Nekeva, it says Shira Lashon Nekeva, because there will be birth, will be changing to that geula, the geula will have an end. But the lost in love volume, we're going to have a geula with Lashon Zohar, Shir. Why? Because a Zohar doesn't have a Leda, doesn't have a Hemshech. He's stiff, and whatever there is there, that's what it is. There's no more. So says the Maharal, when I speak about an Ailonis, I want to say Ailonis does not give birth. She's like a male. I use the word Ail because Ail is a Lashon of stiffness, of strength. Eile Yaaretz, the word of Koyach. So when I speak, I use Dafka, that word, because that reflects the strength and the chizek and the stiffness of this woman. But Lechura, there's one more additional thing you can add, and that makes Rashi so gishmak. Rashi is telling us that we call an ayil in the Targum, Docher, we call him Zohar. Meaning that's the name of this animal. The name of the animal is male, Zohar. Why does the animal call Zohar? Even the female of that animal is called Zohar. Why? But the Gemara tells us in a few places in Shas that Ayolo, the female Ayol, Richmotzar, she has a very narrow rechem. And the Gemara brings it in Pchayrus, that's why it's very hard for the male to be with the female. He's not able to me'aber her because Richmotzar. And the Gemara brings in a few places that that's why it's very hard for the Ayolo to give birth. Because the rechem is very tzar and the baby cannot come out until Kadosh Baruch Hu sends a snake to bite her, and that's the only way the baby can come out. So the female is not really very productive, not able to give birth in a normal way. And this is a big inyonim api Kabbalah to explain Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Yetzias Mitzrayim was beside the Ayolo, who's not able to give birth on her own, needs a siyata from above, with the nochash, with the snake, and that's what happened to Am Yisrael when they came to Mitzrayim. That's what the Arizal is ma'ach in this alat. We're using this idea of the Ayolo who doesn't have the ability to give birth in that context of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Baal Kulponim, with this we can understand Rashi very clearly. What's unique about the Ayil is that the male and the female cannot really give birth on their own. That's why they're called a Zohar. The name of the animals in the Targum is Dechar. Male and female are called a Zohar because the male cannot give birth and the female also on her own cannot give birth, Rich Matzar. So when I want to speak about a woman who we treat her as a Zohar, as a male, who cannot give birth, I use the word Ailonis, Loshen Ail, which is the ultimate Zohar, aside from the male side, aside from the female side, to say that this female has the same status that she on her own cannot give birth. She's like a male, like the Ail. That's Lechoy, what Rashi means. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Achshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.